curated by Hillary Summers Dealey and Barbara Sims, Made in the Berkshires is a locally grown festival of new works, including theater, film, dance, poetry, music, short stories, performance, and visual art. The 2013 Made in the Berkshires Festival is being held from October 11th, that's this Friday, through October 13th at the Colonial Theater, The Garage, and the Unicorn Theater. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Hillary and Barbara to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. What a delight to have you both here.
Well, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
Well, we were talking to Kate McGuire and Kim Taylor and James Taylor about their part of this, the theater part of this, which is very exciting, mm-hmm. and that'll go on through October 20th. But you have so much more going on through all of these venues
for Friday,
Saturday, and Sunday. It's really chock full. How did Made in the Berkshires come to be as a festival?
Well, I guess about 3 years ago, Kate McGuire called me into her office, and this is Hillary. Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I thought. I had been on the board at BTF for a long time, but I also had been producing something called 10 Minutes in the Berkshires, which was very successful at Mixed Company at Joan Ackerman's Theater. So she called me, and she said, Hillary, I have 5 stages now, and I need to come up with a concept to put on these stages that'll pull in the community and do something like the project you have just produced. And I thought about it, and I said, well, Kate, I can do it, but only if my partner, Barbara Sims, who just directed me in Tartuffe at Simon's Rock, will join me. And Barbara agreed, and the two of us put our heads together. And instead of just coming up with the same concept of 10 minutes plays, we decided to make it a much bigger umbrella and take 7 genres and everything, music, film, dance, short stories, plays, et cetera, et cetera, and do this festival. So Kate McGuire gave us all her support. She gave us 3 of those 5 stages to work on.
Yep.
And the rest is history. We're our 3rd year now, and it's been a huge success.
So what do you learn over the 3 years about putting something together like this, which is focused on the harvest of the Berkshires?
Harvest is a great word. The Berkshire County is such a multi-talented, rich, textured place to live and work. And if you live and work even part-time in the Berkshires, we will accept your work for submission. We've learned a lot. The first year we went nuts. We had over 200 artists. We did it over 2 weekends, and then Hillary and I felt like we needed to check into a hospital somewhere when it was all over because, I mean, it was wonderful, but it was a lot to handle. So the second year, we started to streamline. And the 3rd year, you know, 3rd time's the charm. We hope we've done it perfectly this year, because we've done it to the point where we still have some energy left for opening night, which is great because it's a great evening. And hopefully we're showing you some of what's best about Berkshire County.
So the opening night is at the Colonial Theater, and there will be a celebration. So what will be happening beginning at 6:30 on Friday night?
At 6:30, the lobby will open at the Colonial, and the art show will be up for viewing. And Suki Werman has curated some terrific visual art featuring Michael Cohen and Roselle Shartok, and Karen Halverson and Melissa Lill, and John McGruer, Jane McWhorter, Sean Riley, Carol Palermo Schultz, Gabrielle Senza, and Rebecca Weinman. And so you can come in, there'll be a bar, and you can enjoy the art, meet the artists, and at 7:30, we go into the theater, and we have welcomes, and the show begins.
Right. And the show is amazing this year. It opens with a film by Ben Hillman, which is a view from Hurlbut's Hill, which is the 4 seasons of the Berkshires taken at one spot. Fabulous. Then we have Berkshire Pulse, choreographed by Bettina Montano. Her dance company will join us. We're trying to show people a little bit of everything that night. We have poetry by C.D. Nelson. Kevin O'Hara is going to read a short story from a new premise for a new book that he's writing called A Night in the Heavens.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cherry Cottage. We're premiering a wonderful new composition, Seven Movements, by Jared McBurney, whose great-great-grandfather lived in Stockbridge at a wonderful little cottage called Cherry Cottage, and his ancestors settled it with the Mohican Stockbridge Indians in the 1700s. When they were renovating the cottage in, I believe, the late 90s, early 2000s, they found thousands of letters down through the years, over 200 years of correspondence. And so a film was produced, and by Hans Morris. And then Jared decided to write some music, sort of an inspiration from Cherry Cottage. And we have John Goodwin, pianist, who will be playing it. And we have some letters that we're going to read that night from it as well. So it's a wonderful montage of image, piano, and the spoken word. And then we close it with the fabulous Dawn Lane and the moving company CATA, Community Access for the Arts. She is amazing, and she and her troupe will be our finale that evening. And then we come out and we eat and we drink and we be merry. A Taste in the Berkshires. Eat local, buy local. We have wonderful Berkshire sponsors that Hillary can talk about a little bit.
And I just want to backtrack a little, because we have two little things that in the program. Fat Boy Needs Energy, which is a short, edgy film that Patrick Toole created, and The River, which is a beautiful film by Sam Handel. This is going to be right before Cherry Cottage. He's married to Lauren Ambrose, and it's all about her journey from the co-op in a heat wave trying to get to the Green River, and it visually stunning. So anyway, then we go out into the lobby, and then we party with all these artists, and we have all sorts of goodies. We have Cricket Creek cheese to serve. We have Wandering Star beer. Chris is going to pull all these different Oktoberfest beers for everybody. We have Tortured Orchard, tastes of delicious fruits, and we have a Cookie Head organic chocolates and cookies and brownies, and the meat market is doing charcuterie for 200 to 300 people.
All good stuff. And then Saturday.
And it never ends, right?
Right. And then Saturday you move to the Unicorn.
Saturday we move to the Unicorn.
We talked about Saturday night, which is the production that Kate and Kim and Mary will be doing. But then there'll be short stories and readings in the afternoon.
Absolutely. In fact, Mary and Edith, the show that Kate and Kim and Tara and Mary are doing now, we previewed at Made in the Berkshires last year.
That's right.
It was just Kate and Kim together. And I'm so glad that it was like a jumping board, and here they are. But we have some wonderful short stories and some wonderful new plays by Chris Newbound, who wrote Birthday Boy, which ran last year at Berkshire Theater Festival. And this year, he has a new play we're going to premiere called Old Family Friends. He has a great ear for dialogue. That will be Saturday afternoon. And then from 1 to 3, we have a performance block of short story and short plays that are going to be done. It's wonderful. Spoken word is one of my favorite things. And I wish we had a whole day and a whole evening to do it. But we don't. But we show as much of it as we can. We have Spatial Counterpoint, which is a short play by Frances Ben Hall, who's 95 and still teaching playwriting at the community center in Lenox. Go, Franny. She's written a wonderful short play for us. Spaghetti with Beans by Jim Brackett. We have a short play entitled Haunted by Andy Reynolds, which is it's a little edgy, a little dark, but wonderful. We have a short story by Albert Stern, who's new to us this year. Albert's new to the Berkshires. He's up here with his wife and family. And he has done things with the Moth Radio before, which is great. And he sent us this short story. We loved it. decided to meet him, and he's going to be performing one big one, and Kite Tail, which is a short play by Tom Gladwell, and then Bury My Ashes Near the Rental House by Jane Dennett Smith. So we have a little dark, we have a little light, we have some nostalgia, we have some some great comedy.
And I just wanted to say a word because I'm directing the Spread My Ashes at the Rental House, and Jane is a wonderful playwright from Williamstown, and I have two great actors in it, Rudy Bach and Dion Halper, and it's essentially the story of an older couple thinking about what they want to do after their death. But it's funny and sweet, and today we rehearse it, and we're going to rehearse it in the Stockbridge Cemetery because I decided as the director they really needed to get a more into it. So we're meeting after this to walk around the graves, and it's a little Halloween, but it's also
which was a creepier day than it is today. Yeah, that's all right.
But once the leaves start swirling,
I think
Spread My Ashes is going to be delightful.
Very nice. We only have about a minute and a half, and I don't want to leave out Sunday because you have a lot going on with wonderful short
Sunday,
films.
Short films by Patrick Toole, Ben Tobin, Keith Winthrop, and they are fabulous. We love our new and young and hip filmmakers. And then new to us this year, Berkshire Dance Theater, which is a great evening. Sunday is fabulous for dance. Berkshire Pulse and The Moving Company. And then the fabulous Vicky True is going to close us out with her ensemble in the Colonial Theater. She rocks the house. She's fabulous. Saturday Night in the Garage, Wanda Houston. If you'd like information, it's the cheapest ticket for the best of what's going on. It's $15 per event. So, for instance, $15 for 2 hours of wonderful dance and music. 997-4444, area code 413, is the BTG box office. And we hope you and everyone else will join us. It's a fabulous weekend.
And you can go to maidenthebrookshires.org to find out more information about all the events and find out how you can be a part of it as well. Maidenthebrookshires.org. Hillary and Barbara, a delight to have you both here. I wish you nothing but the best of luck. And thanks for doing such wonderful work.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank
you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.